You know, my dad is our biggest fan. You know, he was, you know, always watching Dave, you know, his games, always watching my brother Darren's games, always at all of my games. If he could be there, he was at every single one of our games, no matter if it was T-ball, no matter if it was, you know, basketball, a track meet, even if we weren't the fastest, he was going to be there to support us. And so he is just so happy that he can just be a drive away to every single home game. You know, it's not like I'm out in, you know, Ohio where he would have to fly maybe once a year, or Minnesota where he can only get there once a year. You know, he can come up whenever he wants. My whole family can see us play. He can be around his grandson, you know, around my wife. You know, our family is so close, and we love spending time with each other because obviously that's going to last a lot longer than football. And so we get to spend time with each other. So my job is only 2.5 hours away from Fresno. He can drive right up the road and see us. I want to be in the building, one of the first people in the building every single day. I want to be there. I want to be getting my work in. And it's not so that I'm just saying that I'm one of the first people in the building. It's not a race to get here first. It's really because I have so many things that I want to go over, so many things that I want to learn, so many things that I want to get better at that I feel like I need more time. And so I just get here as early as I possibly can. And I'm sorry that you missed me that day, but as early as I could be here, I wanted to get a head start on anything that I could. You know, people aren't going to follow you if you're not who you say you are. You know, don't be a phony, man. You know, be exactly who you are. I like getting up early. I like being here early. I like spending extra time on the practice field. I like, if I make a mistake, I like to, right after practice, let me make up for that. Let me go and throw the route again, even if it's not against the defense. Let me throw the route again. You know, that way I can just get better at it. You know, let me go be the first one in the meeting room so I can go watch it real quick to say, man, that's what I did wrong. You know, because there's going to be mistakes in this game, obviously. You know, Peyton Manning is one of the best to ever do it. He still goes in there and he's still trying to get better. And that's my mindset, you know, is that, you know, you want to go out there, you want to be a leader, but at the same time, my sole focus is to make sure that I'm getting better and then, you know, be a servant and help my teammates get better as well. You know, with the veterans, it's been great, you know, because Shab's been great. You know, Tuck has been great also. You know, my brother knew him for a long time, obviously, in New York. So when I got here, Tuck was just here to help me. You know, he's here to, you know, be an encouragement, all those good things. And he's a great leader. But for me, it's, you know, you don't always have to be a vocal guy to be the leader. You don't have to come around and prance around and talk, you know, out loud and those things. You know, for me, it's encouraging people. You know, I'm going to lead people. I tell people all the time, everyone on this field that walks out here is going to make a mistake. We have some Hall of Famers on our team. They're going to make mistakes. You know, the thing is, I'm never going to stop working. So you can trust me. You can follow me. You can follow me full speed into something, and I may make a mistake or two, but we're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep working, and I'm never going to stop. And so that's kind of my mindset when I come out here. It doesn't matter who's out here. You can follow me, and I'm going to keep working.